I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. The Los Angeles Police Department, no stranger to controversy, is being criticized for tactics they used at an immigration rally at MacArthur Park last week. At least 10 demonstrators and journalists, along with 15 police officers, were injured when police ordered the crowd to disperse at the end of a march in support of immigration reform. They eventually used rubber bullets and batons to move the crowd. The FBI has opened an investigation into the events. We're going to bring you several perspectives on this story this morning, including that of two former Los Angeles police chiefs, but first, an eyewitness. Patricia Nazario had been covering the rally all day for member station KPCC Pasadena. She joins us now by phone. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle.
Patricia, you got to MacArthur Park around 4:30 p.m. What was going on in the park when you first got there? And when did you first begin to notice a police presence?
I noticed a police presence, the same as the march in City Hall. They just had a presence. They weren't really threatening, but you knew they were around. And when I got there at around 4:30, they had a flatbed truck set up. There were hundreds of people, sort of stragglers. They had beat the marchers there. But there were families there. There were people selling sodas, water, candy.
So when did it become a disturbance?
That happened more towards 6:05. I was getting ready for my live shot at 6:20. And I was getting feedback from my producers that they were hearing something was happening on Alvarado on the south side of Wilshire. And so I started heading over there to see what I could find out. And that's when I heard a helicopter flying over the south side of the park along Alvarado, and I heard orders to disperse. It said, leave the park or clear the park. And it was in English, and they just said it once. And it was over that crowd. People are calling them anarchists. Who knows who they were? But
could you see trouble? Could you see what the police were responding to in issuing the warning? What was going on?
I could not see it. MacArthur Park is split in half. There's a major boulevard called Wilshire that cuts through it. And then Alvarado runs the west side of it. So I was inside the north side of the park looking across Alvarado, and all I could see was a crowd of teenagers. I saw a lot of people wearing black. I mean, who knows? Just teenagers. And then I saw the helicopter overhead in that area. I saw them drop some sort of smoke bomb or some sort of tear gas. And then I heard clear the park, and then I saw kids start to run.
And what did you do?
I stood there. I was working. I was preparing for my 6:20. It was about 6:10, 6:15 at this point. And then I started to see police in riot gear shortly after the kids started sort of running chaotically, how kids would do if there's a smoke bomb. So after I saw that disbursement, I saw the police maybe two, three minutes later start to cross Wilshire in their full riot gear with their batons across their chest, you know, with the fatigues on and with the bulletproof vests and helmets and masks across their faces.
And what did they do? Did they just advance steadily forward, or what happened?
Yeah, they started coming across, you'd see four, then maybe six, then ten. They'd come across in small groups. And then they started collecting towards that back north end of Wilshire Park. But the thing is, Wilshire Park, this part of the park, say, spans about maybe an eighth of a mile. So they were on the very far west end, or east end. They were on the end of Alvarado. So this was happening, say, to my right side. And all the way to my left side, near a flatbed truck with concert speakers, people standing shoulder to shoulder had no idea what was happening way down on the other side of the park.
So you heard one warning in English, then the police started to move in. And then when did it get ugly?
It got ugly right around 6:30. I had just done my live hit. I was explaining everything that was going on. And they were already crossing. They started shooting the rifles. And so after I finished my live hit, you know, they started sort of squeezing in that perimeter. That's when he started forming the line. So I took cover and put my bag to a palm tree, saw this kid next to me get hit. I had my editor on the phone. I had my press pass on my neck. I had my microphone with my mic flag on it, a pad and pen in my hand. And I was asking my editor, should I leave, should I go? This is what's happening around me. And then I started hearing, move, move. And that they were just like on the other side of this giant tree, so maybe 4 feet behind me. And I told my editor, I have to move. And no sooner than I said that and started moving, the guy jabbed me in the back with his baton. And so I'm like out of reaction, I just told my editor, he hit me. He hit feeling pissed off about it. So I turned around and I said, why did you hit me? I am moving. I'm a reporter. Why did you hit me? And he hit me again.
Did he say anything to you? Patricia, did he say anything to you?
He didn't. He was. They were like robots. They were like on autopilot. I think he must have been saying, move, move, you know, but nothing, like no sort of communication. And he hit me again after I said I was a reporter. He hit me on my left thigh. I fell. I hit my head. My phone went flying. And for me, that's been the most traumatic part. You know, honestly, I didn't realize anybody else was hit or roughed up or tossed around until I saw the video the next night.
How did you eventually get out of that situation?
They just squeezed the parameter so beyond my car. My car was parked on Wilshire. So after I realized I couldn't pass, I couldn't go backwards. So I went to part of the line, person in the line along Wilshire, and I said, my car is behind you. And he just said, move, move. And so I just had to keep marching towards the west side of the park, farther away from my car. And I just had to leave that way like everybody else, along streets and in a neighborhood I had never even been in. And so I ended up three or four blocks up one hill, down another. I saw a hospital, and I just walked into the hospital. The park was surrounded by police. I knew I wouldn't be able to get my car, and I just went into the hospital.
And, Patricia, can you hold on for a second in case there are further questions? Because we want to bring in another guest. Would that be okay?
That's fine.